Republican lawmakers begin to distance themselves from Trump's hardline immigration policy. As President Donald Trump continues to implement an aggressive immigration agenda, a growing number of Republican lawmakers, particularly those representing moderate districts or areas with large immigrant populations, are beginning to voice concerns about the scope and consequences of the administration's strategy. While there is broad consensus within the Republican Party on the need to target dangerous criminals and gang members, some members of Congress argue that the current approach goes far beyond that security priority. They are increasingly alarmed by deportation efforts that are impacting long-settled families with no criminal records. According to Axios, the White House has directed Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to carry out up to 3,000 arrests per day. This unprecedented escalation could lead to a surge in workplace raids, a tactic that is proving divisive even within Republican ranks. Representative Mike Lawler of New York, who represents a district won by Vice President Kamala Harris and home to many immigrants, including Haitians, told Axios he opposed a total travel ban from Haiti, noting that the situation on the ground is far too unstable. California Republican David Valadao urged the Trump administration to take a more measured approach. Priority should be given to removing known criminals, not hardworking people who have lived peacefully in the valley for years. He said, echoing that sentiment, Florida Representative Carlos Jimenez expressed concern about deportations targeting longtime residents. We're talking about jobs, economic stability. We need a different solution for these cases. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez stated on CNN that enforcement efforts should focus on undocumented individuals with criminal convictions rather than agricultural workers. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida also warned of the human cost of indiscriminate deportations. There are people with legitimate asylum claims. Sending them back to regimes like Cuba, Nicaragua, or even potentially North Korea could place them in unacceptable danger. He told Axios, other lawmakers from more conservative districts remain firmly aligned with President Trump's hardline approach. Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska often seen as a moderate, told Axios, the rule of law matters. Every case is different, but I trust ICE to do its job by the book. Zach Nunn of Iowa noted that his top concern has been helping Afghans with special immigrant visa, SIV, requests, adding that he's had success assisting them. But he made clear, those who come here illegally, that's a different story. ICE has a job to do. Michigan Congressman Tom Barrett emphasized, I support the enforcement of immigration laws. I don't get to pick and choose which ones. How President Trump and his influential advisor Stephen Miller interpret this immigration mandate could have major implications for the 2026 midterm elections. While a segment of the conservative base applauds the tough measures, others within the Republican Party fear long-term social, economic, and political fallout. Speaking on CNN, Tony Gonzalez highlighted the critical role played by Hispanic Republicans in maintaining the GOP's House majority. We, the members of the Hispanic Conference, are the architects of this majority. The moderate wing of the Republican Party does not dispute the need to remove violent offenders. However, they are increasingly uneasy about the destabilizing effects of large-scale deportations on the economy, long-established families, and refugees fleeing authoritarian regimes. The coming weeks may mark a major strategic turning point in Trump's campaign, or spark a broader reckoning within his own party.